B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Well, there's the big mystery about what Ben Simmons was actually telling the Sixers, whether he wanted to come back. A lot of people were expecting that he would come back because the Sixers weren't going to be able to make the deal they wanted to make. And now, like, the can is wide open, as reported by our next guest for the Philadelphia Inquirer covering the Sixers, Keith Pompey. He is on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Keith.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing, Mike?
Well, Keith, there's no longer the mystery. The can is open, and your report says that he has told the Sixers, nah, I'm not coming back, and if you try to play it that way, I am not reporting to camp. What can you? What more can you add on this?
Yeah, basically what happened is the Sixers, Doc Rivers lives in L.A., but in the offseason, but Elton Brand, Daryl Morey, and Josh Harris all went there last week. And they wanted to sit down. You know, this is the first time they spoke to Ben, face to face a lot, or they spoke to him. They spoke to his agent. But it was one of those things where, they wanted him to come back. And, it makes a lot of sense. You want him to come back, this and that, to see what you can do. And Ben was like, you said, and the source that I talked to, I asked him, because, things happen now and it can change. And I said to the source, I said, so are you saying that you don't envision him coming back here again, ever? And he was like, no. And I was like, ever? And he was like, nah. So, that's how it feels. Apparently, Ben is upset. He's upset that he feels like Doc threw him under the bus. When Doc said that, when David Murphy asked him, is he in an NBA championship caliber point guard, and Doc said he didn't know.
Yeah.
And I think that was the last straw right there with Ben Simmons and the Sixers.
Hmm. So he's carried this this butthurt feeling all the way out there, and he's had the pool parties and the whole big as well. Do you believe that somebody who's butthurt can eventually see through that and change and have a change of heart, or no?
I mean, that's a great question. As far as butthurt in regards to the Sixers, you're talking about coming back to the Sixers?
Yes.
Or just being...
Okay, because he's one of these guys that it's never his fault. So I can see him getting that Doc thing and going and pouting about it. Now, when you pout, sometimes you'll get over it after a certain amount of time.
I don't think so. I mean, the fact that he told him he doesn't want to come back, I mean, it's one of those things where, he was supposed to be working out with them. He's not working out with them, right? The fact that he told him, I think that there are certain teams out there who want him, who really want him. They're not willing to pay what the Sixers want. But I don't think the Sixers can afford to continue to have this circus-type thing go on to whereas, Ben Simmons will be shipped. I mean, that's what I think is ultimately going to happen. He's going to be traded. I don't think that – I think there's a point of no return. I mean, again, we're talking about a guy where Brett Brown said, I need you to shoot at least one three-pointer a game. And that was the last time he shot a three. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A guy where we say we want him to do this, and he does other things. So I don't think it's like, some people may say money. They may say some other things. I look at it as with Ben Simmons, his principal, and he wants out of Philadelphia. He doesn't want to come back.
This perceived disrespect that Ben's got with the Sixers, I think a lot of it has been fomented by Rich Paul and the agency. I think they were almost as offended as Ben was, but now they're in a position where they need to foment a deal. So, how is this going to work from this point on? They would behoove their client if they could find a really good deal that would, make this smooth for everybody.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, as a source told me that they could care less basically about getting the Sixers getting equal value. They feel like that. I'm just relaying stuff that my source.
No, I get that, but they could also trade them. They could also trade them to the worst team in the league. They could trade them to Minnesota, which Rich Paul would not want.
Yeah, true. But at the same time, I don't think the Sixers want to hold out and get something that they can get. You're right. It makes a lot of sense. But it makes a lot of sense. And, I was on the phone talking to one of my coworkers who said, this is a bad move by Ben, bad play. But at the same time, they feel as if that it wasn't their fault. They feel like the the team, you know, Doc Rivers basically stabs him in the back.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, so I get it. I, you know, this is amazing to me that this dude can think he's been stabbed in the back after what he did. But it is what it is. Now, what will be the next step? Because, you know, logically, this hamstrings the Sixers even more in getting a deal that they want.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, me personally, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Sixers went back and went to Portland and said, you know, and like, let's say, what's happening with Dame, right? Now, if they say not no Dame, and then I'll see, well, you know, at this particular time, is CJ McCollum the best thing out there? And if so, I would revisit that to see what we can get for CJ. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, now, again, Portland has to want Ben Simmons. Right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's one of those things where I think that if I'm the Sixers, you know, if that's an option we have, or I think I could get, you know, right now, it doesn't look like Washington's trading Bradley Beal. And, you know, I don't know about Dame. So I think that CJ McCollum would be, have to be something that they would, you know, they would have to like, consider and see if they can do that.
Is Mr. California going to be happy in Portland?
Nah, ask me. I would be happy wherever that check cash but clears.
But my man lives in an alternate reality.
Yeah. I don't know. It's closer to his crib in L.A. though, right?
It is. I mean, I guess it is. Now, listen, we've been kicking this idea around that MB could make this happen, and MB gets into Portland, and he meets with Dame and goes, listen, man, I know you like it here, but we can win something. You come my way. Can MB do anything about this right now?
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I'm thinking, like, Ben is already doing it. But the thing is like, if the price is getting lower and lower. You know, it might be hard to get a Dame Lillard unless, you know, Dame comes out. I mean, I think, you know, the way Dame's going about it, you know, they're going about it two completely different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Dame's saying, I want to see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I think that, you know, Dame likes the coaching situation over there, but... You know, if he feels like the Sixers are giving him a better chance of winning, yeah, I think they revisit. But I think that, like you said, MB can talk to him, you know, but, you know, it just seems like it's all about what Dame really wants. And I think what Dame is doing is he's saying to the team, like, okay, you guys haven't made any adjustments, but you're saying you are. Dame is just sitting back, waiting and seeing. And then if stuff doesn't come out, then, yeah, he'll bark and he'll talk. And you know what? Like, you know, the Sixers are saying they wanted Ben to come back to training camp, but that's part of it. Like, you know, you want them to come back because you don't know what's out there. You don't know what your options are like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if he balls out, he can do it. He can do something. Now, Sixers are saying they just wanted him to come back, but you have to know that they know that this marriage is, you know, they're basically about to be legally separated right now. They are legally separated, so it's headed towards a divorce. So... You know, I mean, that's the options that they had.
All right. I'm just thinking, like, if I'm Dame, I go, you know, it's like you have two defendants and you interview them in two different rooms, and the first one to give it up, you give the deal to. And, like, Dame should know that if Portland is capable of trading his buddy away, then what reason would he have to be there? In other words, first one to talk some stuff out of town.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference between that. Like, Ben Simmons makes $33 million. CJ McCollum makes 30, right? 30.8.
Yeah.
So you can do like a fair swap. Now, if you're the Portland Trailblazers, and if Dame, first of all, you're not trying to trade Dame unless Dame says, I totally don't want to be here. Guys like that, you just don't get rid of. But if you do get rid of them, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Ben Simmons, I'm going to take Matisse Thybulle. I may even take Tyrese Maxey from you. You know what I mean? So if you do all that, it's kind of like, do the Sixers want to give up all that for Dame Lillard? You know what I mean? That's the thing. The Sixers want to, you know, they want to win the deal. They don't want to.
Of course they want to win the deal, but without Dame, do they win any deal?
Probably not.
And that's what I'm saying. It may cost you that, but you're going to win the deal by getting Dame. Any other deal you make, you're probably not going to win the deal.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Well, we'll see what happens, man. That's good reporting on your part. And, Keith, let us know any updates. We appreciate it.
All right, now I can go back on vacation.
you're on vacation when this hit? Oh, yeah, man. You're never on vacation this business, man.
I know. I should have asked you that. You know, you were a beat writer. I should have asked you.
All right, Keith. Thanks, buddy. All right, appreciate the call. Keith Pompeo, the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.